the Lord. Thank God. I tell you, it's good to be here tonight. It's good to see you here, and it's good to feel the presence of God. It's good to know that God's in the business of doing things. But I feel tonight that God has laid something on my heart that I need to talk about. I hope and pray tonight that you'll just obey God and listen, and we're going to get along as fast as we can. And we don't want folks standing back here and letting three or four pray at a time. We want everybody involved in this thing. Thank God to where we can really get on with it. Praise God. So tonight we're glad of you that I see this sister has got, I'd say she's got a refilling of the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God. We appreciate that. Amen. We can go to God's altar for what we need, and God will give it to us. If we go wondering whether we want it or not, hadn't got our mind made up, amen, then we're liable to do a lot of things, Brother Sonny, before we get it. We may wear out the patience and the saints and not get it. But when we want it, we can get it. When we want it, we can have it. How many knows that? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. We need to go after something tonight. But you know, before we can get it, we're going to have to prepare our hearts to get it. Somebody said, I'm going to let God do that. Well, you hadn't. Some of you hadn't done it yet. God wants to. He wants to prepare your heart. Unless your heart's prepared, amen, for the things of God, you're in trouble. How many is looking forward to an altar service tonight where people, I said, the congregation could be touched, could be moved by the demonstration of the Holy Ghost and of the power of God? How many is looking forward to that? Stand to your feet again. If you believe that, you're looking forward to it. You're expecting God to do something. Amen. In this place tonight, why don't you worship God tonight? Amen. From your heart, asking Him to move in this place, all over this place, for the glory of God. Father, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We worship you. We praise you. We believe you. God, we believe you. We trust that you'll move for the cause of Christ. God, help us to honor you, to honor your word, and to glorify your name, Lord, in everything, God, that you do. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Now, folks, I never have the preachers each. Hallelujah. Never have, and I don't want to take it now. Thank God, but I'm glad we're here as we are tonight. And I'm glad that God wants to do something for this congregation of people. Amen. I said God wants to do something for us. How many would like to see an altar call? All out altar call tonight. Well, that's exactly what we're trying to head for. Amen. We want to get you involved as well as these folks that's already involved. We want to get you involved. How many is ready to get involved tonight? You can never do nothing for God unless you get involved in what God's doing. You can never do nothing in a church unless you get involved in the church.
Yes, amen.
Amen. So how many is ready to get involved tonight in what God's doing? Praise God. All right. The first thing we got to do is prepare our hearts to do it. We can't do nothing for God without preparing our hearts. Amen. To do it. So we want to tell you tonight that God's here to do for you exactly what He said He'd do. Now I told you there's been so much preaching done, I don't see that there's very much left. But there's a little scripture, it's very simple. I won't be going away around the bush with this. I'll have to go just pretty well. His old saying is take it as it comes, get through it as fast as it can, because I feel that God's got something in store for folk that'll prepare their heart to get it. But we're going to have to prepare our heart. They get it. A lot of folks wait on the Lord to do all the preparing. Amen. That's right. Come on with me. They wait on the Lord to do all the preparing when we could do a lot of preparing. And then God could do the work. I said God could do the work. I remember when I first got saved, I had a brother that was awful bad to drink. He might say he's an alcoholic. And we began to pray for him. And I remember what he told me one day. He said, he's bad to swear. And he said, I hadn't cursed a word in I don't know how long. Well, that gave me hope. You're preparing yourself. He wasn't saved yet. Hadn't even went to the altar yet. But he said, I'm preparing myself. Now, a lot of folks want God to pour everything out on them, but they don't want to prepare for it. Folks, it don't work that way. Amen. I said, it don't work that way. what the Word of God teaches, if we know what it takes to be saved, and then we sit around to wait for God to come, shake us out of our seat, get us up, and do what we want done, we're just depending on the wrong source. He won't do it. Praise God. I said He won't do it. I'd like to get your Bibles. Turn with us to chapter 7. Chapter 7 in the book of Mark and verse 14. We're going to begin to read. I want you to pay attention to what we read. Don't know how far we go. Well, the whole bunch needs it poured over. Praise God. We all need it, do we not? How many can say praise the Lord tonight? We all need it poured out on us. Thank God. Just get in this thing tonight in the Word of God and we can get it poured out on us. Thank God we can all get a little dose of it. Let us read from chapter 7, verse 14. And when He had called, this is the words of Christ, all the people unto Him, He said unto them, hearken unto Me, every one of you, and understand that there is nothing from without a man that entereth into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. All right, stay with us. Praise God. And His disciples asked Him concerning the parable. And He said unto them, are ye so without understanding? Also, do ye not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entereth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entereth not in to his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, and purging all meats. And He said that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of man proceedeth evil thoughts. You see, He's talking about the heart. Amen. He didn't say the mind. Thank God. He said the heart. Yes, sir, what He said. Proceedeth evil thoughts, adultery, fornications, murder, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blaspheming, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. We'd like to go over here to another verse of scriptures found in the first book of John. You got your Bible? You'd like to turn with us and read with us. You hear what He said? These folks were taking it carnal. They were depending on what was on the outside more than what was on the inside. Now I'm going to tell you, if our heart is not right, we're condemned already. Amen. I said if our heart's not right, we're condemned already. We don't need to go any further. Thank God if your heart is not right, I want you to know that God's greater than your heart, and He knows all things, and we're strictly in trouble if our heart is not right with God. I'd like to go to John, the book of John, St. John. Yes, begin at the, not St. John, but 1 John. 1 John 3, verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure your hearts before Him. For if our heart condemneth us not, God is greater. If our heart condemneth, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not us not, then have we confidence toward God. I want you to notice what we're reading, because we're going to be talking about. Now, that's the reason a lot of us don't have the confidence when we pray that God will answer a prayer. I want you to get this. Amen. It's one thing to know we need to do something for God. It's another thing to allow God to prepare us and to prepare our hearts, amen, for what God has in store for. That's the reason we can't trust God for things. There's a bit of condemnation there. And when we get, I prayed with a wee bit of condemnation. Not that I'd done something real bad. Maybe just something that I felt I hadn't done. Maybe you've done the same thing. But friend, unless we get this heart prepared, amen, God cannot work through us. He will not work through us because this heart is the source. Somebody said, so-and-so hadn't got good mind. Well, I'd like to see everybody else have mind, but I'd rather, amen, that they'd have a heart that's made right. Amen. Thank God if we are just a little off up here. If that heart's all right, we're going to be all right. And let me, I've got news for you. If you fool around and let the devil steal your mind till you can't prepare your heart, you're lost. Now, come on. Thank God. I said we're lost. We're doomed. Amen. Listen, God's given us a chance. He's given us mind. He's given us a strength. And He's given us a mind that we can prepare our heart. Amen. Before God, we can prepare ourselves. Thank God before God that our hearts would be prepared enough that God can minister to us and minister through us. Praise the Lord. Help us. All right. And they said, if your heart condemns you, God's greater than the heart. So that tells us it's all settled right there. I hear a lot of people say, oh, bless God. I love God and I love God's people. And you see them pout up, pop up at somebody that they won't even speak to. When Jesus himself said, if you have aught against any, when you stand praying, amen, forgive that your heavenly Father may forgive you. And if you don't forgive, He will not forgive you your trespasses. All right. Not very many amen, but a few. Thank God it works anyhow. There's no parable to it. It's direct. It's a direct message saying you'll either forgive or I won't forgive you. All right. If we're living in that place, we're living under condemnation. Amen. We're condemned. Yes, sir, what he said. But he said, if your heart condemn you not, then do we have confidence. Amen. Thank God. Amen. How many wants to have the confidence in Christ, in the power of the Holy Ghost, and in all the things that we ask? Friends, we're going to have to prepare our heart to have it. We'll not have it with a heart with a bunch of junk in it. It'll not be there. Amen. Now, with this thing that comes from the heart, amen, thank God it'll condemn me or it'll save me. Come on. It'll either condemn you or it'll save you. You've heard talk of it making or breaking. It's just that simple. Amen. This heart is going to live under condemnation or it's going to live out from under condemnation. Come on, there ain't no middle ground to this. And folks think if we can just live about a halfway life, and we can just do a bunch of junk out here that'll offend everybody that sees us, and then think that we're going to have victory when we go to church. No, brother. Amen. We may have a little hop and a jump, but it'll never get above the ground. Amen. Because down inside, somewhere, there's some condemnation that rests on our life, and we cannot have what God said we could have until we get our heart. You say, preacher, my thinking's not good. Well, it'd be better, I guess, if some of our thinking wasn't as good as what it was. Because we don't think about the right thing enough. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible said, amen, that the abundance of the heart, amen, the mouth speak. Thank God. I believe that's in Matthew. I don't remember right where. I think it's about, I don't remember. But anyway, if our heart's not right, our mouth is going to speak it. You just watch, folks, and you won't follow very long. You may have to cross them a little bit. Amen. But their mouth's going to speak something after a while if it's in the heart. It'll do it. We can't keep it from it. Oh, my God, if we could only search our hearts tonight. Amen. And come through. Thank God. Amen. With a heart that's really right before God, we can see God move. Now, I'd like to go back to the book of Psalms just for a minute, take our text, try to preach to you for a little while. I said I was going to hurry through this. There's no ifs or ands, ifs or nots. We'll either have a heart that's right before God, or we will be condemned at the judgment. excuses. We're going to talk to you tonight. Will God use a person where his heart's not right? No, we've got to be contentiously trying to get a hold of God, trying to get out from under condemnation. We spend all of our time trying to get out from under condemnation when we could be a helping others to find what they need in Christ. We spend all of our time spinning their wheels trying to get God to hear us when he won't hear us because our heart's not right. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, help us. My heart is fixed. What about yours tonight? David said, my heart's fixed. And if I didn't feel my heart was fixed, I'd be in that altar tonight. If I didn't feel that I could forgive every one of you under this tabernacle, freely forgive you. Amen. Love you. Pray for you. Thank God. Now, come on. Look at me. Thank God. Hallelujah. If I didn't feel like I could, I'd want to make one trip, amen, to this altar. And I'd want to say, I said one trip. I'd want to get it there and leave it there. Because it'll not go through the judgment. Come on. I said it will not pass through the judgment. Thank God. He said, my heart's fixed. Oh, Lord, my heart is fixed. Hallelujah. Thank God. David had a fixed heart. I said he had a fixed heart. That's what everybody needs. Is a fixed heart. A lot of difference in folks that got a fixed heart. Saul was a call man. Saul was a call saying king, but he didn't have his heart fixed. Amen. Thank God, even though, amen, he gave him a new heart. Thank God he exposed him. Come on. Amen. Hear what I'm saying tonight. God's give a lot of folks a new heart, Roy, but they hadn't got it tonight. I said we hadn't got it today. Amen. He gave them a brand new heart. They got up, they loved everybody. Amen. They done the things that God had called them in to do, but somewhere along the line, it got out of fix. I said it got out of fix. Thank God Saul, amen, had a new heart there to begin with, but it wasn't long till that heart was out of fix. If your heart's not in it, go home, folks. I said if your heart's not in it, might as well to go home. But David said, my heart's fixed. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, help me a little tonight. Is your heart fixed? I said, is your heart fixed? Amen. You may have your will fixed. And you may have everything you need. And you may have your bankroll fixed. Thank God. But the main thing I'm interested tonight in is your heart fixed. Folks, we're going to leave here whether we know it or not, whether we realize it or not. We're going to leave here. Amen. But Saul's heart come unfixed somewhere. Somebody said, oh, preacher, if God ever calls you into something, you're there to stay. You're there to stay as long as you want to stay. You're there to stay as long as you will stay. But I'm here to tell you that old Saul lost his fixing somewhere along the way. Praise God. Amen. He couldn't hear from God anymore. Amen. I said he couldn't hear from God anymore. But while he was losing his fixing, God was fixing, amen, a little shepherd boy over at the backside of the pasture. God can do without me, Roy, but I can't do without him. God can do without you, but you can't afford to do without him. Praise God. You better get that thing all fixed. Well, you got time to do it. Oh, yeah. Saul's heart, amen, begin to wax gross, jealousness, covetousness. Everything begin to enter in to an unfixed heart. You watch people backslide. Mainly what's happened, their heart, amen, begins to break down. And it's not fixed as it was in the beginning. You remember what that John the Revelator, amen, said to the churches. He said, amen, I got one thing against you. One thing you have left your first love. And if you don't repent and return to that love, I'll move the candlestick out of its place. Hallelujah to God. Amen. What you said, I'm going to quit you cold turkey. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to quit you cold turkey until you seek the face of God and get this heart all back in tune with God. Praise God. I said your heart needs to be fixed. If your heart will get fixed, God will fix everything else around you. I said, fix your heart. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these other things. Amen. I'm looking back here at Sister Parker, and she's got a big old grin on her face. Where I'm saying, fix your heart, and God will do the rest. Stand up. while we was all praying for her concerning her home, thank God, and concerning the things she needed. But I tell you, when she began to get in there, when she began to strike the rock, and when the fire began to fly, brother, it wasn't long to God began to intercede. Hallelujah to God. And tonight, her home is together again. And I'm persuaded a lot of other things going better, huh? But God picked old David up. Amen. He said, Samuel, I want you to go down there and I want you to anoint. I want you to go to Jesse's house. Amen. I want you to go down there and anoint one of Jesse's sons. I'm renting the kingdom, amen, out of Saul's hands, and I'm going to give it to his neighbor. You know, I've thought about this a lot. Amen. Samuel went down there, and here comes the three oldest boys by. Amen. He said, that's not them. That's not them. And he brought them all by. He brought all seven of them by. Amen. Or all six of them. And the seventh was still in the pasture. Thank God. He was still back over there. Something that was very likely to be the most recognized of any in the group. And he said, don't you have another? And he said, I got a little boy over yonder. He said, go get him. Hallelujah. And when Samuel saw him coming, I believe he took that horn of oil and got just as high as he could get. He said, that's him. That's him. Hallelujah. And he poured that oil on him. And from that moment, he became anointed man. Hallelujah. You know what? He saw about David. Thank God. God looked into his heart. He knew he'd stayed in that pasture. He prayed. He had sung song. He had praised God until he had a heart that was completely fixed. And he said, I can take that little boy and I can chase the enemy. Amen. Clear out of the country. Oh, God. You say, who am I? If you're God's servant with a fixed heart, you can do exploits. Hallelujah. He poured out all on him. And from that time, the Spirit of God came upon him. But he done and had looked like enough, but he had more. To me, this is a type of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That he poured on him. He done killed a bear. And he killed a lion. Amen. Thank God. But soon to come, David was to face, amen, the man that had challenged Israel. I said, in the near future. Oh, but this is what thrills me. Somehow or another, unbeknown to a man with an unfixed heart, amen, he became trouble. Amen. The devil was knocking at his door. I'm going to tell you something. You can show me a person that's living under condemnation, and I'll show you a person that looks like they've been sick for a month, and they'll age so fast you can't keep up with it.
Right.
I saw some folks that came to this meeting, amen, that was down, depressed, sick, and I watched them, and if Daniel gained any faster than they did in their survival, I'd like to look at them. Come on, I saw that. You may not have saw it, but I saw it. I saw people that I thought were so wore out they wouldn't enjoy anything. They've enjoyed the whole thing. Brother Mitchell, they look better now than they did when they started. Now, I know I looked at them when they come, and I'm looking at them now. But God will do it. I said, God will do it. That's the difference in a fixed heart and a man that has allowed the devil, amen, to steal everything he had. Thank God, and bring a reproach upon him and all that he stood for. You know, David and him in the condition he is in, God knows how to work it. Amen. They said, man, you need somebody to sing and to pray to get these evil spirits away from you. Amen. They're going to drive you up the wall. And they say, he said, go get a man. You know who he got? Amen. He got little David. He didn't know what he's getting, but he's getting a hold of a powerhouse. God was slipping him right into the kingdom, right in the presence of Saul. God will slip you, amen, where you need to be. Thank God if you'll serve him and clean your heart up. Bless God, he'll exalt you. The Bible said, he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. David had nothing. He had nothing to show folk. All he had was a fixed heart. He didn't have the muscle. He didn't have the size. According to the way I see it in the Bible, the Bible said he was fair and a goodly child. All right, goodly to look on. Amen. But he was a Rudy, a little boy.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but it don't matter, brother. So he had to go back and take care of the sheep right in the heart of the, right in the time of the battle. He had to go back and see how the everything was doing, and while he was gone, I want to tell you that Israel got up a stump. What are you talking about? They got into trouble. The guys, the Philistines, came down to fight the armies of the living God. Didn't have nobody to fight him. Nobody to fight him. Folks, I'm going to tell you, the devil's defying parents and defying parents and children right now. He's defying the parents about their children. He's saying, you can't take them, I've got them. He's defying the children about the parents. I'm wondering if they'll ever do any different what they're doing. Maybe some of them saved. Some of them been brought out. Some of them have a prepared heart. And that devil's walking up and defying folk that won't prepare their heart. Come on. I said he's defying them. But thank be to God, if you got a prepared heart, that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. And no devil, thank God, can overcome your faith if you've got a heart that's right before God. It wasn't long till David went down to see how the battle was. In other words, his brothers were praying. He got down there and everybody was scared out of their boots. Amen. What in the world made the difference in him and his brothers? He had a prepared heart. He had a prepared heart. That's what made the difference. Oh, they got mad at him and said, look, David, look where you're at. Now I want to go just a little further. I'm going to jump away on over. David became king. David became king. He was mighty and he became king. But you know, one day, listen to me. I don't care how prepared your heart is tonight. You better watch out. This is what'll get people. Get up on Sunday morning and say, well, I just don't hardly feel like going. Come on. I know I ought to. I know it's time to go. I know it's time that I ought to go, but I just don't hardly feel like going. Somebody said, I know they're having a little prayer meeting. I know I ought to go, but I just don't really feel like going. I think I'll just kind of rest. You know what happened to David? I want to show you something that will unfix your heart. Somebody said, oh, I wouldn't want to do what David done. No, we don't have to go that far. All we have to do is to go further enough that the time of year had expired, that kings go to war, and David himself tarried, and he sent somebody else to place. Now, fathers, if you send your kids to church, you better go with them. Mama, if you're sending your children to church, you better go with them. Amen. Daddy, if you're sending mama to church, you better go along. Amen? You better go along. You better get all fixed up. But David had a prepared heart. And he done everything that God wanted him to do up to this particular time and had called him to do. And the Bible said the time of year had expired that kings go to war. And David himself tarried. Amen. And he let Joab and the other men go out and take it. Come on now, help me, little church. That's what's happening. A big part of our people that pray for things that they don't receive. Pray for things that's not happening. Pray for the children and never see a move. Pray for the neighbors and never see a move. Everything gets worse and worse and worse. Thank God, we better take a close look. Amen. Oh, David. Somebody said, oh, David committed a crime. He committed a doctor. He committed a terrible crime. David had backslid before he ever got to the doctor. Come on, help me. I made an announcement one night way back years ago in Newton County that I was going to tell what caused David to backslide, and I tell you, I had a packed out house that night. They was listening for a long story, but it's not a long story. It's not a long story. David supposed to went to war because he was a called man to go to war. And when he failed to go to war, right there he got sawed off. Do it not to you, it's sin. If we know to serve God and won't do it and wait on somebody else to do our work, we have already had it. Thank God. But if we'll let God prepare our heart, David's heart became unfixed. The little prophet came to him after he had had the husband of this wife killed. And amen, came to him and said, began to tell him, said there's a poor man in the country. He only had one little ewe lamb. Amen. And a wayfaring man was coming through, and a man taking that lamb away from him and killed it and dressed it for the wayfaring man. David, she said, what ought to be done to him? David passed the death sentence. We'll sit around and backslide and pass the death sentence on folk when we are the guilty one. supposed to have. Thank God. David saw that he was stuck, and he said, Nathan looked at him and said, "You're the man." And David said, "I have sinned." That's the only way to get your heart fixed. Now, come on with me. Amen. That's David's heart. Amen. Was condemned. God could not work through David any longer, but he was man enough. And I hope you are tonight. Amen. If you fall down, to get up and say, "I have sinned." Oh, Jesus died. Amen. That we could have forgiveness of sin. Amen. If it hadn't have been for that, we'd have had no need that he died. But if we don't lay hold on that advantage that we have, friends, amen, we're going to wind up somewhere we don't need to be. And you know how he prayed? He said, "God," he didn't say, "make me pretty, make me mighty." He said, "restore to me that the condemnation is taken away." That wasn't the way he said it. "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." How many would like to have that joy restored tonight? Amen. We can see where David fought battles. Amen. And won victories. And if we are not willing to be honest with God, we're going to be in a trap. I'd like to look at the life of Saul in the book of Samuel, about the 14th chapter, when he got all discouraged. He got all discouraged. Saul had lost all of his men. He had fooled around and had so much fear, they all went home, but 600 men. Jonathan, there was one man in that group, according to the Bible, that had a prepared heart. While they was all discouraged, while they were all gone, thank God, Jonathan and his arm bearer, Jonathan began to be moved because he had a fixed heart. Amen. His father was up there under a plum granite tree. He could have cared less. Amen. Where anything happened or not. I said he could have cared less. A lot of folks under the plum granite tree tonight. But you need to get out. I said you need to get out. You don't need to wait till somebody that's got a prepared heart starts chasing enemy. You need to get out and be a partaker of it. Praise God. Because that enemy is out there, Brother O'Neill. Amen. And we're going to have to be ready to battle him. I can see as his father lie under a plum granite tree. And he had a fixed heart. God can talk to you if you got a fixed heart. I said God will talk to you if you got a fixed heart. If you hadn't got a fixed heart, he can't talk to you. He can talk to the rest of these men. But Jonathan began to feel something roll over down inside Arnold. Hey man, thank God. And he said to his armor bearer, he said, "Let us go down to the brook." Hallelujah. Let us go down. Did you ever get the feeling like you just had to do something? Amen. That God wants you to do something. Well, that's the same feeling he had. Said, let us go down to the brook. God began to talk to Jonathan. He said, "Go down there, and if the garrison says come up, go up. I've delivered him to you." Hallelujah. I want you to notice the difference between the fixed heart of one man and 601 men. Thank God they didn't have a fixed heart. I'd rather have 10 people with a fixed heart. Thank God in my church is to have 100. Amen. Unfixed. How many wants to get it fixed tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. If it's not fixed, come on. If you say it's fixed, just see if there's any finishing that needs to be done. God wants to do it. I said God wants to do it. You know what happened? They went down there, and now the garrison said, saw them down there and said, "Come on up. We'll show you a thing." Jonathan even looked over at him and said, "Yes, go, bud." Yes, can you imagine how them two fellas, amen, or might say the courage of one man walking up there confronting the whole Syrian army? Can you imagine one man with boldness, strength, to go up and face all that bunch of the enemy when the whole army was afraid of him? Whole army had been back down. The king was the parade. Oh, he's over there asleep. He heard the noise. Woke him up, and that's what a lot of folks about all they wake up to is the noise. But I tell you, we need to wake up tonight before we hear the noise. And we need to be a partaker with those that are making the noise. Because we're living in the last days, and we need what it takes to do something ourselves, Sister Ragsdale, and not have to depend on the other fellow. We need our heart fixed. I said we need our heart fixed so we'd be able to do something too. But here's this one man, and they went up. The Bible said they went up on their hands and on their knees. On hands and feet, or hands and knees. I don't know just how I'd say it. You can read it for yourself. It's there along about the 14th chapter somewhere. They went up. And those men fled before them. Come on. A man with a fixed heart. You better watch him. Come on. I said, a man or a woman with a fixed heart. Thank God they're mighty through God at pulling down a stronghold of the devil. Hallelujah. And the devil better watch him. Because it'd be like Brother Larry said, he saw a sign, I believe it's Sparrow, Oklahoma, in the church. Amen. Said, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, armed and dangerous. Hallelujah. How many would like to be armed and dangerous tonight? Oh, Jonathan was armed and dangerous. Hallelujah. The Bible said the earth was tore up like where a yoke of oxen had plowed up about a half an acre. Amen. Thank God. We ain't kicked up no sawdust yet. I said we hadn't saw the shaking of God's power. Amen. In its fullness. Amen. When we see the shaking of God's power in its fullness, we're going to see people fall on their faith and confess of a truth that God's got a people, an army that's marching through this land. But we're going to have to get our heart fixed first. Now I'd like to go back just a little while, and we're going to soon quit. I want us to go back to the New Testament again. I want us to go back, amen, here to the back in the book of Acts for a little while. Praise God. I believe we'll go to Romans 9 first. Romans 9. And we're going to read a little bit. If you bear with us, it's going to soon change. If you've got your Bible, you'd like to turn to Romans 9 with us. Right, get it? And we're going to be reading from Romans 9. Now, if you don't think the heart is what we need to watch out for, you're wrong. Amen. The heart. I said the heart. Amen. It's what we need to watch. Because if our heart condemneth, God's greater than our heart. Amen. And knoweth all things. And if our heart condemns us, we're in trouble. I said we're in trouble. If our heart condemns us. Amen. Thank God. Paul, and here in Romans 8, there is therefore no condemnation of them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's the only way you'll ever fix your heart. Only way you'll ever fix your heart. I want to read here in Romans 9. Over here in the ninth chapter of Romans, beginning at about verse 10. Romans 9 and 10. And all of this, but when, as also, I'm wrong. It's 10. 10 or 9. I'm sorry. Amen. Yes, hear what he says here. This is a scripture that everybody needs. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Yeah? That's right. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, not with the mind. Won't you pay attention? I'm going to soon close out. A lot of folks like to serve, try to serve the Lord with the mind, and their mind. But that don't get it. Amen. What gets it? The heart is what gets it. I said the heart's where it's at. Amen. Now, the heart has a great deal of control in that mind. That's the reason why it's so important. That heart, because he said, from the abundance of the heart, mouth speaketh. He didn't say from the mind. He said, from the abundance of the heart, that heart will overrun that mind and speak it, whether or not. I said, it'll overrun that mind. it have us to do. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Reason like to hear these young Christians testify. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich in all that will call upon him. Now I'd like to go over here to the book of Acts and talk from the 8th chapter, just a few minutes, from the book of Acts. You got your Bible, you want to turn with us to the book of Acts, and we're going to soon get right along with this. The 8th chapter of the book of Acts. I may not even read it. We want to, if you want to get it, get it. We want to talk to you about a man, amen, that came to Philip's revival. Philip was a man that when persecution got great in the land, he went down into the land of Samaria, city of Samaria. They scattered, the disciples scattered everywhere because of persecution. Philip taking this freeze route, and he got down there and he got to preaching Christ to them. And he found a man down there by the name of Simon that had bewitched the people for years and years. But when he heard the preaching of Philip, amen, he believed what he said, amen, because all of them that believed him, thank God, was everybody looked like that he'd always bewitched. And he said all of them that had been followers of old Simon believed, amen, the report that Philip brought him. Thank God. And Simon believed also, amen. I want you to pay close attention to this. A lot of folks believe just a little bit up here, but it never does get down in here. We're going to soon close. Stay with us. Simon believed also and was baptized with the rest of them. And there was a great bunch of these folks that got saved, got delivered, and they felt that they needed Peter and John to come down, and they sent for them. Now, I'm not much on sending folks places. I'm not that far in advanced, and I see that the early church prayed, sought God, and let the Holy Ghost do most of separating. But it's not that way too much today. Folks are sent for man wants them to go. Amen. I don't know where I could go or not. I might, and I might not. I don't think I could, but I might. But anyway, these folks sent for Peter and John where they had a need of them. And I suppose it was revealed to them through the Spirit to get those fellows to lay their hands on those people to receive the Holy Ghost. So they sent for Peter and John, and when they'd come down, they laid their hands on these folks. Amen. Somebody said they wasn't saved. Well, the Bible said they had great joy anyway. You can say what you want to about it. I say if people got great joy, they're saved. Amen. Amen. You don't have that joy to get saved. I didn't. No, sir. You don't have that joy to get saved. I got that joy, but I didn't get all the worst to get. Thank God. Amen. And they didn't either. If they had it, they wouldn't have sent for Peter and John. But Peter and John went down there and laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Thank God. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of hands that they had received the Holy Ghost, he offered them money, saying, just give me this power. Just give me this power. Peter stand there, look at him. Looked him in the face. Amen. When he done it. Amen. And he said, man, thank God I perceive. Amen. That you're in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. Amen. Because you even believe that this thing can be purchased with money. You don't have part nor lot in this matter. Amen. Why? He said, for your heart is not right. He didn't say, Simon, that you hadn't got a lot of worldly knowledge, worldly sense. In other words, he'd be wish he had sense enough. Amen. To fool all them people all that time. Right. But he said, there ain't nothing. He didn't say, your mind not right. He didn't say, Simon, you don't look right. He didn't say, Simon, you're out of the wrong group of people. You can't be right. He said, there's something inside of you. Amen. That heart that is not right. And Simon looked at him and said, I'll tell you what to do. Just pray for me that none of these things that's been spoken about come. up on me. Oh, brother, he backed out of the harness. Let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of folks back out of the harness if we don't get in the harness right. It's time that we're beginning to get our heart fixed. I'm going to bring this to a close. If your heart's not fixed, it can be fixed. We're going to do this a little different tonight. Want a group of singers to come back to the stage while I preach? You won't disturb me. Come on. Amen. Give them something to look at. They hadn't had it for a while. We're glad tonight that God's God. Are you? Are you glad that He's God? And He's a God that knows our heart. Now, we may not know it like He does. Amen. But the Bible said David was the man after God's own heart. And he prepared his heart. Amen. To where it felt like it ought to felt. Thank God. And when he lost that feeling, he knew it. Now, some folks hadn't got enough from God to know when they backslide.
Amen.
Hello? Amen. They said, man, I don't know. I don't know. Seems like I don't do what I used to do. A lot of folks don't know when they backslide. They never had the joy to start with, and they didn't have nothing to lose, so they can't tell.
Right.
I'm going to tell you, I'm talking to a bunch of people tonight that's had the joy. And if it's not working for you tonight, you better get it to working. You better get everything fixed, and I'm going to tell you what is the key note I've been talking to you. Amen. The key to getting it fixed, get your heart right. Oh, how do I do that, preacher? Well, you got to learn to forgive people. You got to learn to love everybody. You got to learn to treat people right. You got to learn that that Bible said what was sin is sin. Yeah. It's still sin. It always will be. And you got to learn what that Bible says is right, and it'll be right when the day comes. Amen. That it rides out on the clouds of glory, it'll still be right. Nothing's going to change. I said nothing's going to change. But you and I, we can't. I get this thing all shaped in to fit us. We've got to shape in to fit in. And if your heart's not right, get it right. We're going to have prayer line tonight. I hadn't had a one since we've been here.
Amen.
We've been trying to go to the altar. Some of us, about half of us staying back, half of us coming in. Amen. You say, yeah, that's what's going to happen tonight in the prayer line. I hope not. Amen. I hope not. How many here want something? You need something from God. Hold that hand up if you do. I've seen a few. I sure do. I've been in all this meeting. And I sure do need things from God. Come on. I said, I need things. Oh, no, preacher. I got it 40 years ago. Why try now? Amen. I'm afraid somewhere along the line our heart has come unfixed. And we don't know whether we need anything or not. Amen. Come on. A lot of the world's paralyzed today. A lot of church world's paralyzed. They don't. They hadn't felt nothing so long. They don't know there's anything to feel.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. If they'd feel to do that, it'd scare them to death. That's the truth. They'd feel to do that, they'd think something happened to them.
Come on.
Stand up. We're going to prepare. You preachers, come on. You ministers, come on first. Stand down this way. You're a man and wife. Be good if you just both walk through this thing together tonight. Don't send the wife. Wife, don't send the husband. Just come on down. We'll make it wide enough if two by two can walk down if you'd like. Thank God. But we're going to, amen, we're going to believe God tonight for what He's got in store. Amen for His people. Brother Tommy, get down there with him. Amen. All right. Okay. Some more you men. This ain't all the preachers here. Brother Moss, get over there with him. Praise God. All the men get on the same side if you don't care. Everybody wants to... Come on, Brother Smith. Sister Jean, you get over here. You ladies, that'll come and pray for these folks that's coming down this line. Come on. Right now, begin to walk out. Amen. God's going to do something for somebody tonight. I said He's going to do something for somebody tonight. He has every night.
Amen.
Amen. He hadn't failed yet.
Amen.
I said He hadn't failed yet, and He won't fail tonight.
Right.
I said He won't fail tonight. Okay, I see a bunch of these ladies making up this line. Come right on. We need more of you. And if you don't come get this line, we're going to ask you to come anyway. But if you don't come... If you say I'm a Christian, you don't come, I'm going to eyeball you a little bit. You might not care for that. Amen. I said you might not care for that. But if you don't come through this line, you're saying I don't need nothing. I don't anything. You might as well tell me that's what you think. You might as well to say it to God, because he already knows it. Amen. We're amongst a bunch of praying people. May not be have a chance to go through a group like this before another year, maybe never, ever again. All right. See, we got enough to start with. We'd like to kind of clear that out down through there. If they need out, they can get out. Move some chairs.